Welcome home. We are WNST, Taos of Baltimore. We're AM 1570, set a spot out on your dial right next to the 98 Rockers and the WBALers and the Bears. The Maryland Lottery gives us these Raven scratch-offs to give away. I'd love to tell you that I have the whole Crab Cake Tour scheduled together for November, December, but I don't. I did have a great Crab Cake Tour stop last week at Pizza John's, where they have a great crab cake. But you don't know that because you're too busy getting the pepperoni pizza, or you're too busy getting the cheesesteaks, or the meatball subs, or the crinkle cut fries and the gravy. Luke Jones joined me for his birthday, my birthday, Leonard Raskin's birthday last week. All of that you will hear this week, including the Northern Lights appearing for my birthday. If you would have told me in September, what do we have a better chance of doing? The Orioles winning the World Series in October, or me seeing the Northern Lights in Towson? I would have said, well, I mean, the Orioles haven't won in 41 years. That's going to happen because the Northern Lights could never happen in Towson. All of our friends at Liberty Pure Solutions have made our Oyster Tour a beautiful thing, as well as Curio Wellness. We're celebrating 26 years. Bill Cole's going to join me now. I do not have the Bill Cole roofing mug because I haven't seen Bill in like 6 weeks. He's like disappeared on me here through the playoffs. But football starts and I lose you. But I have a 26th anniversary logo with the crab cake and the oyster. I just have not put it up on the Zoom yet for us to be able to have it on video. I promise by the end of the week. And here's my problem, Bill. I don't. Maybe you can speak to this now that it's cold out and you know 30 degrees in the morning waking up. I don't know if that's better or worse for roofing or for solar. Donald Trump says when the windmills are out, we don't have any power. So when it's a cloudy day, the solar doesn't work, right? Idiots. Nonetheless, I gave all of October away to the Baltimore Orioles, thinking like I would be in New York and Luke and I would be eating Korean barbecue in Manhattan. And no, Orioles take a facer, literally the worst thing they could do. Like, first 48 hours in, it was over, right? Didn't have to get on a plane, didn't have to go anywhere, didn't fill their own stadium. We'll talk about that for the next 6 months. But what it did for me is it like opened October up to like get stuff done. So like I'm getting work done. I'm planning all my crab cake tours. The oyster tour's there. The website looks great. Then Phil Jackman died this week, so we've been doing a lot with Phil Jackman this week because he really was a godfather to what we do here. So that's where I've been. Where have you been? You've been on roofs. What's going on with you, Bill Cole?
Yeah, lots of really good stuff. Cold, this kind of cold is just sort of wonderful for the guys, right? Like it's just beautiful day after beautiful day
Fall
right
chill,
now.
the mid
Yeah,
50s is where you want it. That's
sure.
good. That's roofing weather, is what you're telling me.
Solar, believe it or not, like we want bright, shiny sunshine and cool temperatures. That is when it operates most efficiently. So it's good times for that
Oh,
as
so when it's
well.
120 like it is in Phoenix every day, that's
Yeah,
not
no.
optimal for solar.
Nah.
See the things I learn. I don't know this stuff.
Yeah. I miss the Northern Lights thing. Like it was just wasn't even on my
What?
radar at all. And I'm nerdy like that. Like I dig
You are.
space stuff. And then the only conversation I had about that was someone telling me that it was fake news and that it wasn't really real. And that like if you looked up,
Who
like
is that person? Don't name that person, but that person, A, they're voting for Trump, right? Because they wouldn't use that term, right?
I
This
don't
is a
know
real
that
delineation point for me over the next 3 weeks because I know who you are that's voting for Trump, and I sort of ask myself, what could get into you to vote for that guy the third time?
I mean,
So when I hear that, when I hear people
see it?
just using the terms any of the nonsense that has come about from QAnon or anything that emanated ever off the lips of Kellyanne, whatever her name was, 8 years ago, who's disappeared. Like they've all disappeared,
Isn't that interesting?
including the
Right.
daughter, right? Like what sort of Ivanka? I don't even know her
Yeah.
name. Her
Yeah.
kid owned all the slum properties here in Baltimore, right? Like they got all their money from Saudi Arabia, and they're just out doing their thing. But fake news that the Northern Lights could be fake news. So, explain this to me. That what I saw out the window was fake. Was that AI?
So did you see it? I mean,
Yes, yes,
his
yes.
opinion was like
Yes, I saw it.
People were posting pictures, and that there was some
I
sort of
can't wait to
filter,
meet this his
some kind of
his.
filter deal with the phones. Like, not that it was like
Who are
intentional
you
from
hanging out
people.
with? Who are you
It
hanging
was
out with?
it wasn't an intentional. It was that the filters on the phones like just kind of made it more visible, maybe, and made it people believe it more. But I like I said, I completely missed it.
Okay,
So
so I told this story last week at Pizza John's in Essex, but I'm going to tell it to you because do you know I went to Spokane chasing the Northern Lights 6 months ago? Do you remember this?
yeah, we talked about it. Yep.
We did. Okay, we did talk about it. Why did I go to
Love
Spokane?
Spokane, by the way. Love Spokane.
Spokane's beautiful.
Love that place.
Yeah, I mean that's why Mark Few went never left, right? Put a basketball team there, Gonzaga, the whole deal, right? So there's a whole sports thing there too in Spokane. Including Washington State and Eastern Washington and apples and just all of that stuff, forest fires, things you don't see. You know, incredible racism in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which you do see here. You don't have to go far to see that. But I would say for the Northern Lights, I never thought it possible to run out my door and see it here. So therefore, I always thought I needed to go north. I believe it or not, I think of it as a European thing because it's marketed more as Iceland, marketed more as Finland. There's a place in Upper Finland. I've talked about this called Kaukosluotin, Kaukeslauten. Look it up. Kaukosluotin. It is a igloo resort. It's a mush the dogs. It's inside the Arctic Circle, but it's civilized. You can get a plane in. And it's Gucci. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. But even when you go, you sleep in an igloo and you have to stay up all night because if it happens, what I learned is when it happens, it's like a rainbow. The one I had stayed about 20 minutes. It stayed from 7:19. I have the pictures to 7:35, and then it faded. And it faded where my camera could see it and I couldn't, but I could see it, right?
Do
Put this
you?
jabroni on my show. Don't bring me your friends who don't believe in science. Bring them here and I'll get a scientist from Coppin State to come over and teach them eighth grade science if they need to know that. So,
Well, he's not disputing the concept of it. He's just saying that if you look at the pictures people were posting and there's filters on the cameras.
I had no filter on my camera. I didn't have time. Bill, let me explain to you the story
So
how this happened.
you took a picture
I took
and it
how many
shows up.
pictures? How many pictures do you want to see?
I
Like
don't
I
really want to see
let's
any.
play the
Do
game.
you
Let
know? Let's
let's play
talk
the
about
game.
this.
Let's play the let's talk about this because I cannot believe okay, so I'm going to do this for everybody because y'all are going to love this once I do it out on the video. So if you're listening on the radio, go to the video. If you're listening to the podcast, sorry, you can't see it. You can go to my Facebook, you can go to my social media. Here is the story. The Northern Lights have been a thing for me for 15 years. My wife went and did the solar eclipse in northern New Hampshire and had a celestial experience. She was like on the Canadian border, New Hampshire up north, right? With her sister and her dad. And the pictures in the video she has are worthless because the experience, the light didn't, the phone couldn't capture instant darkness, instant brightness, the thing that happened 6 months ago. The Northern Lights, people capture it all the time. It happens a lot in northern New Hampshire and Maine and northern Quebec and different places in this continent. Happens in Alaska. One of my Dundalk friends that I grew up with moved to Alaska 25 years ago, met an Alaskan dude. She's lived in Alaska her whole life, her adult life. So she puts them up every year or two. I'll see she got the Northern Lights and moose and stuff that's Alaskan, right? I went to a Tony Robbins seminar about 7 years ago with my wife, and my wife paired up with a guy who lived inside the Arctic Circle in Norway. Like you had pair, you know, group pairings for things that you do for workshops, right? And I went to dinner with her and this guy. She's like, I met a guy from Norway. We're like, go to dinner. We were in West Palm Beach, went out to dinner, and I said to him, I'm like, hey man, you live in like upper Norway. Have you ever seen the Northern Lights? And he said to me, my friend, this would be like me asking you if you have ever seen the moon. So this began this whole thing. My wife wants to do safari in Africa, and she will do that. I'm hoping with the man who saved her life and her dad and her sister. They really want to do it. I had some friends, my friend John Liberatore. Liberatore's restaurant was over in Africa 2 weeks ago, spent 18 days, saw the Big Five, like all that stuff, right? So I love when my friends get to do these cool things. John Allen's done that. My rock star buddy has been over there with his family. I haven't done it. It's my wife's list. I would go for sure. I mean, I would go to Africa, no problem. But I would stay home with the cat if they were doing that for a month. And I would love their pictures and love that they're doing it. I'd rather her spend the money on her sister than her than me, right? But the Northern Lights are different. And this is where my dear friend at Fadley's, Mr. Bill, I know you've sat with him over a deviled egg, and he said to me, "These crabs, there's no one that farms crabs. They're wild. You have to go catch them." And if you want to go see the Big Five in Africa, you can go stay at Oprah's place. You probably stay at the Holiday Inn in Johannesburg and drive into Kruger and see something, right? So, but the Northern Lights, you can't just. It's like saying, "I'm going to see a rainbow today." Okay, the conditions, you're not in control of this, right? That's what makes the Northern Lights crazier, because I said to my wife, we could spend 5, 10 grand going to Upper Finland and sit in an igloo all night and stare out and come home really disappointed, because that's possible, right? So the Spokane thing happened 6 months ago because over the course of time, science has gotten better with this, right? There is a thing called NOAA. Don't do it now, but you can do it later. NOAA, and just put Northern Lights forecast up.
I've
And
already,
it,
yeah, I'm up in there. I'm on there
okay,
now.
so it
Like
pops
you can
up,
see
right?
me.
And it's really light green, but when it gets red, it means things are happening, right? It looks like a weather map, right? So back in March, when the big one happened, and people in Florida, friends of mine in St. Petersburg, had pictures of the Northern Lights. People all over the South, because it appeared, and it appeared in Maryland. People in Frederick, people in Deep Creek Lake got a show. Like out in the western part, got a show. The next morning, I woke up and it was a story. It was on people's timelines. People, my friend in Minnesota saw it. People saw it, right? Jen's sister saw it in New Hampshire. Didn't see it in New Hampshire because it was cloudy. That's another thing. Cloudy, eclipses, forget it. Cloudy, Northern Lights, can't have it. You can't have it with clouds. It doesn't happen. So you have to be somewhere where it's clear in addition to the phenomenon actually happening, right? So back in the spring, whatever night that was, I'll go back. I woke up in the morning and the forecast was for a G5 after a G4. So the forecasting was tonight it's going to happen again. And I found this out at 11 in the morning. And by 1 o'clock, I used 50,000 Southwest points. My wife and I jumped on a plane at 3 o'clock, flew to Denver that day. Like literally, she came home from the store and I said, "Pack a bag. We're going to Spokane. Let's go chase the Northern Lights tonight. It'll be romantic." It's a place called Loon Lake. So we landed in Spokane at 9:30 and we went to Loon Lake up all night, rental car, beautiful place. I mean, it's beautiful. It was romantic. We had a Dairy Queen. It was nice. It was Spokane. And nothing happened. We stared out the window until 5 in the morning and we were really tired. A little frustrated, but drove back, got a nap in, woke up at 10 in the morning, spent a few hours in Spokane, and then flew home at 4 o'clock and got home at midnight. So we like did an in and out, didn't see anything but Spokane. And we'd already been to Spokane, which kind of sucked. Probably should have flown somewhere else, but somewhere I've never been. But Spokane is the northernmost point that is a city in the United States, latitude, longitude, the northern, further north than Portland, Maine, further north than Seattle. It's north, right? It's Canadian north, Spokane is. So we thought that was our shot. It didn't happen. We laugh about it 5 months later. One day I'll see it, Bill, right? One day we'll go, right? And the one day for me, having done it, I don't know that I'd fly to Iceland. I don't know that I would. I'd probably be more inclined to go to Quebec or go north on this continent where I don't have to spend 2 grand to get there and then a grand to not. I'm not going to invest 20 grand in seeing the Northern Lights and then not see it, because I realize, unlike,
We already saw it.
yes, but this is before last Thursday.
Right, I got
Okay. So I'm just trying to give you a funny, because Leonard Raskin's
But
my
like
financial advisor. And I said to him, "You know how much money I save seeing the Northern Lights?" But I want to give you the, okay,
that's
go ahead.
funny.
You take the floor.
That's funny. That's funny. So how reliable is the forecast
30
like?
minutes. So
But
it's
like,
not.
okay.
So what the science is, and
And
I've
can they
watched all
future
sorts of stuff.
predict, or can they future like beyond
They
today, like a month or a year or whatever
no,
ahead?
no, no, no.
No.
They just know it's more active. and it's like a volcano. Once it gets more active, it gets to the point where you know it's going to be more. Once it starts to build up, you can see they have signs. It's the sun. It's sun storms, right? It's geomagnetic energy coming out of the sun, right? That creates this phenomenon. I've done a whole lot more research on it since I failed, and trying to figure out, much like you doing roofing and solar. I mean, your grandfather would say solar, like, what's that, right? Like, so you'd have to like get into this and figure this out. The last 6 months, I've done a little bit, and I'm not scientific. I'm not. I mean, I had George Shulman on my science day. I would have failed eighth grade biology. I mean, like, I'm not. I understand what I own a radio station. Don't really know how it works. If you had a gun to my head and said, "How does EM radio work? How does that tower thing send out things in your car, and then you hear Nestor and Phil Jackson?"
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
I don't know
convinced
how
all
that
that's
happened.
magic. Yeah,
I
that's all
don't know how
magic.
CDs work, where I put a CD in the machine, and I
Right.
don't really know. I really don't
Magic.
know. And CDs
Yes.
are gone, and I don't know how they work. So I just trust the science, which your friend might want to do on the Northern Lights that I actually saw. So what happened was, last Thursday, Phil Jackman died. That's the first thing that happened in the morning. I was pretty morose. My wife told his family, like, Nestor's not handling this real well, and I'm not handling it real well.
What time are your pictures from? Like, I'm
Well, I'm going to
looking at
show them
your,
to you. I'm going to
I'm
give
looking
you
at them. I'm already there.
evidence. I'm going to give you
Okay.
evidence. So at 2:30 in the afternoon, something showed up on my timeline that said there's a Northern Lights thing happening, Aurora Borealis thing happening tonight. About 2:30, 3 o'clock. My
What day
wife's
was this?
Thursday.
Okay.
So that would have been Thursday the 10th, right? Is that right? 10th? Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
On Thursday, the 10th of October, at approximately 2:43 p.m., I found out, and I have a few Northern Lights friends. Wendy Bronfine from Curio Wellness loved my Spokane story, the romanticism of it 6 months ago. I told her the thing that really helped, and this is where I can do a plug for them. They have this great product. Have you heard of cannabis, Bill? This is a product called Move, and this is like, I call it Bengay or Absorbine Junior. It's a little, this thing saved my, literally my back, and I'm gonna put some on right now because my back's a little tight. And my ass in flying to Spokane and sitting in a car all night, right? Like all that. Sitting's not the best thing for my L4.
So
So anyway.
when you put that on, is this conversation going to get weird in about 5 minutes, or
No,
it's not like that kind of stuff?
this is not. See, you don't.
You got to
This is
clarify,
like
man.
well, this is the problem with solar.
Your job is to
You have Donald
educate,
Trump out
right?
telling people when the sun goes behind a cloud, your solar panels don't work, which is, so anyway. You can put this on without getting high. You can use most of the products in the store without getting high. So, nonetheless, but it's fun to be high, and it's fun to watch the Northern Lights high too. I didn't have time for all that because it happened too quick. So last Thursday at 2:30, 3 o'clock, I start seeing that tonight could be a night. And I said to Jen, I'm like, well, I ain't flying to Spokane, A. I don't have any points left. And I said to her, what effort do you think we should put into this? And I said, well, we should at least drive west of Frederick. You know, we should go somewhere where there's no light. And if we're going to do it, and she got giddy about it. She's like, we should do this. We should go for a ride. We flew all the way to Spokane. It'll cost no money. Royal Farms. We'll put some drinks in, you know, in the cooler, get some water. We'll go out and sit somewhere on a farm. It'll be nice. We'll take your CD. We'll take your iPod. We'll have our music. Take a nap. We'll take pillows. It's our car. One of us can sleep in the back seat. And I'm thinking, I got Pizza John's on Friday. I had a show at Pizza John's on Friday. I'm like, I'm gonna be upside down. But from a planning standpoint, I had nothing going on Thursday night. I'm like, I'm in. I'm in. I will do something. Now we had Google Maps up. Like, where are we gonna go? Where are we gonna go where the northern exposure has no light? Everywhere on 83, you have York, you have Harrisburg. Get away from 83. You go west toward Frederick, you're gonna have Frederick. But if you go no, I said to her, here's where we're gonna go. 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to drive out past Westminster toward Emmitsburg, Tawnytown. There's nothing north of there. We'll find a shallow area with low trees, and we'll park. There's no lakes out there. She was looking at like Pretty Boy, Liberty, like things like that. Okay. So this is at 4:30, 5 o'clock. Baseball was on. Baseball games were on. The early game was on. I had a yoga class at 7:30. Did I take most Thursdays? I had taken a Wednesday class. I was a little sore. Baseball was on. We made something interesting for dinner, I think. So we were like hanging out. And 5:30, she takes a nap because of the evening. I'm watching baseball. 6:30, she comes out. She's taking a nap while we're watching baseball, half in, half out, 6:45, 7 o'clock. And I put up a status that said, I'm driving to Deep Creek Lake. Who's going with me? Who's going? Who's going? And people were like, this is the big one. There's a guy named Chuck Cook. I don't know Chuck. He's a fan. Put up, this is the big one. This is the one. This, get out of your house. This is the one. This is the one. At 6:22, 6:35, he puts this up on my thing. It's dark out, but I don't realize it's dark because it doesn't get dark at 6:30 in my mind, right? Because we haven't changed clocks yet and all that. So I'm like, it's not dark enough at 6:30, 7 o'clock. At 7:15, Jen and I, she had a cooler out. Like we were plotting about a 9 o'clock because we thought it's not going to happen before 9 o'clock. We're going to drive past Westminster. That was the plan. At 7:20, 7:15, someone on my Facebook, Bear, Bear, probably not their real name, Weirzol, I don't even know who this human is, wasn't a friend. This was somebody that wanted to be my friend, but I couldn't friend them because Facebook's that way. Put a picture up of a pink blob and said, "This is Towson right now. Go outside." I put my shoes on. I didn't even have a jacket on. I grabbed my phone, literally from where I'm standing, and I went outside. And Bill, I'm going to share my whole reel with you, okay? And we can have, I'm going to let it all play and you can tell me if it's real or not. Okay. So this is the, these are my photos. I think you can see here it says Hampton, October 10, 7:23, 28 p.m. This is picture 439. This was the first picture I took. Can you see that? You see the stars coverage. This is due north. You see the purple and the pink. And I'm like, oh my God. It's the Northern Lights. Now I'm trying to get a video of it, and there's a plane going overhead, and the lighting isn't picking up what I'm doing. And I think I said, oh, ish. I said, oh my God. Now this is a 27 second video, and I think I'm yelling holy ish in it, probably. It goes away on the light, is what I'm saying. So I can see it, but the camera couldn't see it because the camera setting wasn't right on it. So then I got my camera to where it would adjust to what my eyes were seeing, and it was more beautiful on the camera than what my eyes are seeing. I'm not going to lie, but I didn't. Dude, this is at
That's
7:24, 28. I don't have any time to look at filters.
right.
Like,
No, I get it, but that is fundamentally the discussion that I had, is that all these pictures that have some kind of enhancement that occurred, whether intentional or not, just from the cameras, make it pop so much more significant than when they take like a video that doesn't have the filters on, you know? Whether that's real or not real, whatever, it doesn't really matter, right? Like you're telling me this was an amazing experience for you. I will forever be, you know, mad at myself that I'm just stuck under a rock sometimes and don't know what's going on in the world, because I choose not to participate on Facebook, I guess. Like, I guess that's a consequence. But like, that was fundamentally the issue, was that in the videos, it's yes, there's something occurring. It's slightly reddish, whatever.
no,
And
no,
then you
no. This, listen,
see the
dude.
picture, and
This
then you see
thing
like the
moves.
picture, and it's like, holy crap, it's just so much more significant.
No. So my wife moved away from the light. And when she moved away from the light, it got more green. You see, this is her picture. That's her picture. If the light that your eyes see, it would be like, look at the stars in her picture. See how many more stars are in her picture? And she got the greens because she moved down the hill. And the one thing we went out, we were like, our neighbors had two porch lights on. My one neighbor had one porch light. My other neighbor had one porch light. Those porch lights greatly affected our pictures. If those lights were off, the pictures would have been looked like they came from Norway. And so it really is a light pollution issue that if you're in Baltimore and you didn't think it looked great, it's because you're in a city and there's light everywhere. So if you were somewhere in Tawnytown looking north and the neighbors didn't have their floodlights on or street lights on, it is a phenomenon made for darkness, right? Like the darker it is, the better it's going to look. That's a fundamental proposition. But dude, it was unbelievable. We came in and we're looking at the pictures and the videos and it's over. And here's the weird thing. We're like, it's going to happen again. So they said in 3 hours it would return. And at 10:30 it returned and I was asleep. I slept. I put my phone on and told people, if you see it, ring my phone. Like I put that out loud, like call my phone. I will wake up. I'll run out if you see it. It happened again at 10:30 and I can't speak to that. The pictures were much more faint at 10:30, even in Ocean City, even in other places. The second one was still would have been amazing to see it. But how about this, dude? You ready for this? When I'm out in the field, if this happened to you, would you call me? Let's see what kind of friend you are.
At
So
7:30,
7:30 p.m., if this happened, would you call me? If you were out driving with your kids in the
no.
car and you saw the freaking northern lights and you really saw it, like you saw it,
I would
do you take
say
pictures? Do you pull over? Do you tell it? What do you do when you see it? Because I had not been prepared for this. I was not prepared for Bear Wirzel to put a little pink streak out, me to grab my underwear in the middle of the baseball game and run out and see it and say, the thing I said was, holy sh. That's exactly what I said out loud. My wife's like, you're being really loud. I'm like, there's nobody out here. Holy shit, it's the Northern Lights. You're seeing this? It's unbelievable. And I'm yelling to no one. So what I did was I took five pictures and one video to prove it. And the next thing I thought, and this speaks to my love of my son, I called my son. I rang him from outside and he's like, hey dad, what's up? And I'm like, go outside. Go outside. The northern lights are outside right now. Go outside right now. Bye. And I hung up and then I started videoing again, right? And taping it. And Jen and I didn't get into it. You know how people dance in front of the northern lights? Like that's a thing when you go and do it, family picture. We thought, and this speaks to my ignorance, that it would happen again. We thought we'd be outside again later in the night and have a It's only 7:30. It'll get better. No, it won't. You got one chance, opportunity comes once in a lifetime, right? So I took these pictures, and the first thing I did is I text Wendy, who loves the Northern Lights. She was hearing Mr. Rubenstein speak. She was at that Greater Baltimore Committee Downtown Partnership thing where the protesters, climate change protesters, came in the middle of the Northern Lights and protested, but nobody there saw it. None of the people that were there, they were in a room. They couldn't see it. I was supposed to be on a yoga mat. That's what I'm telling you. Would have been 100% on a yoga mat at 7:26. I called my son. My son ran outside and saw it, took pictures of it from Dundalk. So my son has picture. He has a selfie with him and his wife. It's not. It's more the pink thing that Bear saw, but it's the Northern Lights, and so my son saw it. So there's my long-winded way of telling you that, like, I did something last week while you were gone.
And that you know, that it was a legitimate Northern Lights in Maryland occurrence. You're
Are
validating
you
that. I was
convinced now?
challenging that.
Do you think it didn't happen? Are you that crazy?
I mean, at 7:30, I think I was sitting at my desk in my office working. Like, so it probably happened and I just had no idea. It is uniquely bizarre. You asked me what I would do. I think the neurons in your brain fire pretty insanely at that point. Like you're saying, you're assessing what the
I'm
right
screaming
maneuvers are.
holy-ish. I'm getting a little like it's so beautiful that your eyes will water. Your eyes will water. I
And
mean,
you
like
have
especially if you think that you're like, is this really? It would be like the Orioles winning the World Series. It'd be like, is this really happening? You'd see them dancing at Camden Yards, and you there'd be that moment, and you'd say, "This is this really happening?"
it's different from that, from the standpoint of there is, whether you want to say there's 5 months of anticipation to that winning of the World Series, or you just call it 7 days, seven games, you know, like what there's 9 innings of anticipation and you know it's coming. This is shooting star-esque, like random. Like, yeah, there was a little bit of warning, but because you have so much knowledge around it, because you've chased it before, you know that maybe it's not like the percentage of winning the lottery, but it's somewhere in that neighborhood because clouds, whatever. Oh, there's all these reasons that it just doesn't happen. So I think we react differently. Like I would, as uncomfortable as this might, you know, be hokey or goofy, like true love, right, for your son is why it occurred to you to call him. Because really all the neurons were like firing in your brain. It's such a, you
Well, I
know,
mean, maybe that speaks to whether you're really selfish or whether you're not, right? Like that speaks to narcissism and deep, deep stuff to say, when I'm somewhere doing something amazing, who would I want to share it with,
Or
right? Like,
even more, like you didn't show me pictures with you in it. You know what I mean? Like you were enjoying the moment for the sake of the moment. I don't know that my children will even understand that concept because everything is about sort of like this proof of life.
well, let me share. I want
Like
to
if
share
I'm not
this
in
with
a
you, since
picture, if I'm not in a selfie picture, then it may not have actually happened,
so
right?
this is my picture at 7:36. So now we're going on a good 12, 13 minutes, right? Like that we were out there doing this, right? And I shot a couple of minutes of video of it because I thought the video would be the evidence, right? This is my son's picture from Barry. You can see this at 7:39. I got this in my reel. This is what it looked like in Dundalk from
And
literally from Bank Street and Dundalk, right?
you know there's like massive light pollution for him,
Oh yeah,
right?
you can see the
So
lights in it, right? I mean, he's
So
in a
the amount, the
neighborhood full of
ability for it
lights.
to even be visible
So
there
this is
is
what
pretty
his picture
remarkable.
was,
Yeah,
and
that's pretty
then
remarkable.
there's his selfie.
Right.
Over Mr. Frank, literally over his left shoulders where Shonda Schilling grew up, literally right there. So these are my pictures, and you can see the radio station towers, and this is my reel. So I shot, a good minute and a half of video, and you can see the differences as down here at the bottom. These are my wife's pictures in the green, as to how it sparkles and it changes light. It looks like the end of times, right? It looks like
Well, it might be,
God's coming,
right? Like, do we have any historical writings from people that this occurred prior to the Industrial
Well, I
Revolution
don't
or
know. I don't know how they would document it.
prior to the
There's probably biblical documentation of it, not knowing what it is.
yeah, I just would love to make sure of that. Like maybe these only started happening after World War
Dude, how
II.
would you
Like maybe
explain a
it's just
rainbow to a child?
radiation.
How would you explain a rainbow to a child when they happen? That was kind of
Why
miraculous,
or
right?
when?
But like the first time you ever saw a rainbow and then it disappears quickly, and how you see it and where you are when you see it and how the clouds are and how bright it is and whether it's a double or not, whether it's a full or not. Like if you've ever seen a full double rainbow somewhere, if you've never seen one, it's the first time you've ever seen one, you would think somebody's playing a game, right? Like, because it's so majestic. It's outrageously majestic, right? Like a beautiful sunset's that way.
Oh, I think I was in my 40s before I saw like a full one. You know what I mean? Like it just, and that's probably not true, but it's the first time I like, no, you're gonna make it. That's the first time I like
Choking on my Royal Farms coffee.
I acknowledged seeing a full one. Good news, the Northern Lights are not a unintentional consequence of dropping atomic bombs on Japan. The earliest reference, according to the Google, is like 679 to 655 BC Assyrian astronomers. So they've been talking about it for a long time.
But of all the things you can chase, including hurricanes that happen every year. If you're a hurricane chaser, tornadoes that happen a ton, right? Like if you're one of those chasers of things, and the power of a tornado, the people that chase tornadoes are crazy, right? I mean, twister chasers and all that. The people that get in the planes in the middle of
Oh, yeah.
Hurricane Helene and like all of that stuff. This is one of those phenomenons in the world that, I mean, I'm not going to chase volcanoes. I'm not chasing forest fires. I've seen one of those. It's unbelievable. But this is one of those things. It's like crabbing with Mr. Bill at the Fadley's, where you can't plan it. You have to go do it. You can't harvest it. You can't grow it. You can't just say, I'm going to Iceland to see the Northern Lights. No, you're not. You're going to Iceland. You might see the Northern Lights.
Right.
Bill Cole is here. He is Cole Roofing, Gordian Energy. We didn't know where this was going. How you been? The Orioles, you got anything for me? I mean, you didn't go to the playoff games, obviously. You and I went back and forth on the empty seats. There's a whole segment we're going to be doing about how they're going to grow this offseason and how they're going to make noise this offseason. And what typically happens, happens. That the Ravens have started to play and started to play well, and the Orioles have kind of gone away. And some people are watching the Mets and the Yankees, but not Dodgers, but not everybody. And baseball takes a little nap for a while, especially in places
Yeah,
like you where you didn't follow it to begin with, your kids aren't into it. And I question how they're going to get back into the space here in the offseason.
so how many postseason losses in a row is it?
10.
Right. I mean, that's pretty disturbing.
I can't blame Katie Griggs or David Rubenstein for Zach Britton. You know what I mean? Like it was 10 years ago.
I'm just saying, like, baseball is this wonderful sport that for whatever reason, maybe because traditional gameplay is somewhat boring, there's all this statistical superstition, and that like
There's a lot
baseball
of
has,
time spent with that. A lot of squeeze and not a lot of juice is literally.
right. Baseball loves their superstitions and their curses and all that. And like, hello, man.
The
We're,
Curse of
you know,
Angelos. You want me to start
yeah,
that? Maybe I could
I
write a
don't
book on
know. I
that
just know that like
that nobody would
10 in a
buy.
row, and like they weren't, I mean, this year you can kind of like understand, you know, I mean, the team that got you there wasn't really the team in the end. So, you know, that's different than last year, where last year was like, what the heck just happened?
Well, I can tell you about 12 and Markakis and 14 and like, yeah, we can go through all of that. But I mean, to me, that's like talking about Brady Anderson and Cal Ripken at this point and Jeffrey Mayer. The thing that Luke said, and this is Luke saying it, so I take it a lot more seriously than anything I would say. We were together at Pizza John's, and he said, I had my dear friend John Keller on. You can listen to that and watch that out here at, and be a part of it. Looks like they haven't won anything. Like they haven't won anything. They haven't won anything. They haven't won a playoff game. And they're raising ticket prices and they have new this and they sent out a price increase in August as a first act of their new ownership that pissed off everybody. And they took away rewards, like Southwest did to me. They took away rewards and fans are pissed. And then two playoff games where they were scalped. Bill, I haven't had you on, so I man, it's been a while. So Bill Cole's here from Cole Roofing at Gordian Energy. He puts roofs on commercial spaces, takes care of people with solar, and humors me. He is sometimes my psychotherapist. In this case, I'm good. My head's good right now. But it's been a while. It's been like a month since we got together. So lots happened with baseball and losing and the playoff games and all that. 10,000 empty seats, all the things that happened. The night of the first playoff loss. Well, I guess it was Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever day that was. I went to dinner at the Beaumont with my wife in Catonsville. And we went over there 7:30. It was when the game ended. The other game was going to be coming on. There were games all day. It was wild card stuff, right? So we went over to Beaumont and we sat down at the bar, and everybody at the bar, it's a small bar, 10, 12 seats. Everybody there had been at the game. And I didn't engage with anybody. They were wearing Oriole gear and whatnot. But we listened to them. We couldn't sit at the bar. We had a table. So we could hear everybody at the bar. And they got into this long conversation of how much money they paid for their tickets. I'm a season ticket holder. I paid $125. I paid $100. Oh, really? I got them this morning. I paid 18.
Right. Yeah.
And these are the people that were the most loyal, that had been with the team from Rio Ruiz, that paid for 5 years of 120 losses, that bankrolled it all, that did
What do
all
you
of that.
think?
They got their renewals for playoffs and they paid full price, and everyone else could have got in for 15 bucks.
So
And
is the strategy the like television deal? Like if you
I
find
keep
this
asking that. I
television,
don't think they
if you
have a
find this
strategy.
television for t maybe TV was a bad example because I might have confused you there. Where I was going is if you buy your ticket for $125, but day of game, people are buying tickets in your section for $18, we're going to refund your account the difference. And it
Ooh,
goes as credits
ooh,
towards
oh,
future
yeah.
tickets.
They're not that benevolent. They don't have
Right,
money to do that. How are they going to
but
pay
think
Adley
about that.
Rutschman doing
Isn't that
that?
interesting? Well, but isn't that interesting, like a way of level setting or a way of at least putting price guarantees around your season tickets?
They're going to have to do something for every Birdland member, throw $200 worth of free sodas into their account or something, because people are pissed, right? And there aren't that many of them, Bill. There aren't that many people that give the Orioles
Right.
money.
That's what
I
I'm
mean,
saying. I
I
mean,
haven't given him a nickel in 20 years, and you haven't read my dear David Rubenstein letter. I would encourage you and everyone else, even if you hate my guts, there's some real good, interesting, because Phil Jackman died this week, I've had to think a lot about what I'm writing, because Phil hated my show. Phil loved me, but hated Nasty Nestor, and wasn't always humored by my shtick in that way, because he was a straight up, more. He was 87 years old when he died last week, so he was a different era, a different place, a different mindset, a different conservatism than I have in a lot of ways, but though he was a Democrat. But I would say this. He, whenever I was with him as an adult, took him dying for me to realize that this week, and it took a lot of tears on my part and finding a lot of tape. He always was caustic and challenging and tough on me, not as a journalist, but as a friend. Because he'd be like, "Why are you thinking about it that way? Hey, let me tell you what I think and why I think that way." And he really wanted to change the way I thought about things, the way I wrote about things, the way I evaluated business, the way I evaluated decisions in sports, why a coach would go with a player or not, but above and beyond that, why a team would sign a player or not. And Phil always had a sense of all the business side of all of that from when the Bullets left. He would always say to me, "Yeah, first thing they do, they build a stadium and they just think they're going to have a 35,000 base of fans, and they're not. Partial game holders, and that's when tickets mattered." Phil would always talk to me about that stuff, and that was the basis of how teams exist or not. Phil would be like, "People ask me why the Bullets left. You see that building down there? They're making more money." And that was in 1973, and that was before Irsay, and that was before Edward Bennett Williams and Camden Yards and where the money's coming from. And that's why when I'm the guy, say, I'm not anti Mr. Rubenstein or Katie Griggs. Katie Griggs has now been charged to run that team, to go out into this community. She knows no one here, and she's as corporate as corporate. I mean, she's right out of the corporate Dartmouth school. She'll never speak to me. I can't imagine she'll ever have a quiet 2 hour. Tell me what you know, because I just don't think it's allowed. I don't think any of that's going to be allowed. This is so corporately run. And now she's going to go out to Cole Roofing and everybody at Accelerant and everybody we know and ask for hundreds of thousands of dollars for skyboxes, for tickets, because getting 8 grand from you for season tickets or me, that's not even enough to that doesn't buy the toilet paper in the clubhouse. They need real money. Are you watching the Yankees? Are you watching the Dodgers? You saw
Right.
three out of the four teams spend $300 million on payroll. The Orioles haven't spent $80 million in a decade. So, where is the money coming from? If it's Mr. Rubenstein's benevolence and him and Mr. Big Pants Arrighetti, if they're going to throw $200 million a year at this for 5 years, throw $1 billion at it, because we're giving them $600 million through the stadium, and they think like there's money here. But there are not rich people here. There are lacrosse fans here. There's a lot of African Americans here who've never been to a baseball game because I watch baseball. I look at Yankee Stadium. It's all white people. Just look at it. Look at it tonight, tomorrow night, anywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, you've lost 10 playoff games in a row. You've tried to raise ticket prices. The people that paid $100 didn't get their value out of it. You offered them for 10 and nobody came. On a Wednesday afternoon, nobody came. So she now has to go out on the street and clap and make enthusiasm for this baseball team when the football team is running ads trying to sell tickets too. The football team can't sell its tickets. I'm just speaking out loud as a informed, concerned Baltimore sports fan as to what do the Orioles have to sell the next 6 months that's different. You saw the press release that came out Tuesday, right? John Angelos no longer works here. John Angelos, we did retain him for a short period of time. John Angelos is no longer here. They issued a press release on that Tuesday. So they read my letter last week, even though you haven't read it yet, but 10,000 people have read it. But like, I don't, the time, it's go time, Bill, right? I mean, if you're the baseball team and you're there working every day in this offseason, it's go time. They have to do some things.
I think it's very interesting that there's a ecosystem or the web, however you want to think about it, right? So they don't seem interested in a plumbing contractor, right? Buying a sign or whatever. Like they need big companies and big money. And everything, all the costs are so high. But then it's sort of that, I don't know, cycle of death, like the death cycle, where there aren't these companies in bulk. Like, how many, like, we've had this conversation before, right? Like, where are all the companies that are going to buy all the skyboxes? Are they in Baltimore? Are they in DC? That's why LA and New York and all this stuff, that's why they can afford that. You
Well, the
look at,
Orioles,
I
if
was.
you read the Peter Principles, 2002 is when it fell apart because all of the original skyboxes were 10-year deals at Camden Yards. They were 10-year deals. And in 2002, Peter had owned it 8.5 years by then. He had wrecked it. I mean, we're talking Davey Johnson, John Miller, Albert Bell. By 2002, the Ravens had won a Super Bowl and had existed and had had their own 200 skyboxes that they sold into. And then Peter had to go 25, 30 million a year into his kitty to buy Jeff Conine and to buy lower shelf David Segee. That's what really happened here. And it's never been fixed. It's been 23 years since the or and now they have a baseball team in DC that took Northrop Grumman and took all of the DC money into their skyboxes and they had a parade. Welcome to town, Katie Griggs. Nice to meet you. I'm Nestor.
Well, that's what I
You know,
mean.
like,
Like, you had to have to participate in baseball because there is no salary cap. You have to have an ecosystem right in your city that provides the income streams that are needed to support. Maybe you can be smarter than everybody else and only spend 150 million in payroll and compete. But I don't know, man. That's a problem, but that's, to me, that's not the core problem. The fact that there are $15 playoff tickets and there's empty seats, that has nothing to do with corporate sponsorship or like
that has to
that's.
do with the literal ecosystem of the city to say you didn't have 10,000 people on a Wednesday that wanted to go down there and spend $15 to see your biggest game of the year.
Right.
Like, and
And what is that? Why is
what is,
that?
why is that and what is that? And I wrote a letter to that you can go now read. Bill Cole is here, Cole Roofing and Gordy Energy. How have you been? I mean, it's been busy time for you. I mean, and
Yeah,
we're
falls.
dear friends and I haven't seen you in a month. So, I mean, I
Yeah, no,
appreciate you coming on.
it's the fall, just everything ramps up, right? It's like you've got this little 3 month sprint to the end of the year and the holidays and everybody goes in hibernation during the summertime, vacations, whatever, and then September hits and it's this never ending sprint until about Thanksgiving, and then everybody goes and hides again. So it's how much can you squeeze in during that time period? And that's how it's been. Weather was really hard first part of the year. We had a lot of weather. It's been really nice. So we've been working really hard.
Work when the weather's nice, right? Right? Like, yeah. I have, for the first time in my life, I have no flights booked. I have no vacation plans. My wife has a little vacation plan with her sister because they like going and doing things together. I'm with the cat, and I'm putting the crab cake tour together. We have the oyster tour, brought to you by Liberty Pure Solutions and Curio Wellness. And I'm doing like a dozen crab cake tours the rest of the year. Getting out, we have an election coming up in a couple of weeks. I remind everybody to vote and vote responsibly. I am being ducked by Larry Hogan and Angela Alsobrooks. She has canceled on me twice. Larry Hogan's people wanted to get on, wanted to get on. They don't want any part of me. I haven't heard from Wes Moore in 2 years. So, but all that being said, Johnny O stopped by a couple weeks ago. He's running for things. We got people running for things. I see Kim Classic signs all over the place. So it is an election season, and that'll be over in 3 weeks. But for me, I am I've never been more. Our tech service is back, brought to you by Cole Roofing. I don't know if you knew that or not. Did you know about
I
that?
saw a few of them. I've seen a few of those.
Yeah, so do 6,000 other people. So we've got the tech service back up. So I've been working on work, and to be really honest with you, and this goes back to this beginning of this conversation, the Northern Lights were my number one thing. And when it came time to like Mike Rosenfeld, our buddy, on Saturday of last week sent me a selfie in front of Royal Albert Hall seeing David Gilmour in London. And Royal Albert Hall is on my bucket list. The Hollywood Bowl, I've never been to the Hollywood Bowl, on my bucket list. And I'm trying to, between now and Christmas, put the new bucket list together. I turned 57 this week because the Northern Lights was
Right, that's a
like,
problem.
that was the
When you
thing I
check off
was going to
number
do.
one, like you gotta have a new number one.
Right? Like,
I
what am I
get
doing now?
it.
Like, literally, what do I do? I came in, tears in my eyes with Jen, and we like at 7:45, we're watching the baseball game, looking through our pictures, and we're like, I guess we're not driving to Westminster tonight, like, and
Well,
I'm
and
like,
it's
what do we do now? Like, there goes my trip to Finland. There goes my Quebec trip. There goes the reason to go to Alaska for me. Now, I would go to Alaska probably on a cruise or something like that later in life when I'm really old and broken down. But like, while I'm vibrant again, I'm like, all right, maybe Thailand and Vietnam are next. Maybe I need to get back to Tokyo. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm a traveler. And I'm a little bit like Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere, so I'm just chilling, and so I'm just
The
chilling and working on
amusing
work.
like hard part to comprehend is it bucket list, right? I mean, the whole implication is like these are the things I need to do before I kick the
Die,
bucket,
right?
right? And here you are experiencing the number one item. And in true form of a bucket list, after that, you walk back in the house, you're supposed to say to your wife, "All right, I'm ready to die now."
That's exactly what I
And
said.
you're
That's
like,
exactly what I said.
right, but
That's
now
exactly. I
10
walked in
days
the door. I
later,
looked at my pictures before we even sat down. I said, "I guess I can die now." I'm like, I literally said, "I said I think I'm. I have been made whole. I have been made whole."
right.
And I
But
think Jackman had something to do with it. But that's,
here we are
yeah.
a week later, and you're saying, "Eh, maybe not. Like, I don't think I want to die yet. Like, I just need to come up with a new number one because now I'm still unsatisfied, and I still want to see more, and I still want to take more." And I mean, that's wonderful, right? That's the amazing, I don't know. I got to spend some time in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and Nashville's a wonderfully interesting place.
She's
Not
grown up a
because,
little bit, hadn't it? I mean,
yeah,
it's
that's like not I wasn't there to just hang out on Broadway the whole time. So, I got some behind the scenes and education stuff, and there's just so, there's so much work to be done that pushes our civic pride buttons. Like that's where it is a lot for me these days. And, making sure that the 150 families that work here, like they can still provide for their families. And then how can I get 150 to 200? Because we're doing meaningful stuff for our people here in, our area. So,
Well, I'll say this, we've become a foodie community. My buddy John Keller came in from Arkansas. He's a foodie guy. He was with me on the Pizza John show with Luke and a childhood friend. And he likes traveling. He's in the foodie Instagram world. And when he goes places, he goes to Chicago for a weekend, he's considers himself a foodie. He goes and eats, and so am I. I mean, when I go places, I eat food. People come to me for recommendations because I've been everywhere and I love good food. He swear, and I wouldn't feel this in Baltimore being here, but he's like, dude, you have no idea. Like, people put Baltimore on their list. Like, if they go to DC or Philly or New York, they'll stop in Baltimore because this crab cake thing that they talk about on the football games, and like, that's a real thing. And Marcella would tell you that, and Fadley's would tell you that, and Nick and Pete over Costas would say, we have people every day that come right from the airport to our place because they heard about our crab cake or our
Yeah,
crabs
it's
or
a
the
little
thing
harder
that
to
they can
do
only
now.
get here. The you can only get, like, when you get off the plane in Austin, you go get barbecue. It's what you do, you know? So, my man Bill Cole is here. He does roofs, he does solar. We don't get together in the real world. Please. So I'm gonna do the show that Moeller told me not to do. I'm gonna do a Black Friday crab cake tour show because everybody's bored that day. So I want to build you in on that because you were the unwitting guest. You and Barry Glassman were the unwitting guests a couple of years ago. So I'm gonna do a Black Friday show. So I want to get you in on that. So it's like a holiday celebration for us.
That'd be fun.
All right. My wife makes really good cranberry sauce too, so I'll bring some leftovers. We made some big vat of crab soup last week with Leonard Raskin's leftover crabs. Oh my God, I'm still eating crab soup around here. And you know what it has in it? Okra, which means you won't eat it. And every time
No,
I
it
ate a
doesn't mean
bite
I
of it,
won't
I
eat
told my
it.
wife you pooped on her soup, and so
Does it
did
have
Damon.
lima beans? Does it have lima
Yes, it
beans?
was delicious. Yes.
Does it have any chunks of beef?
No. No.
Uh-huh.
No, it had little pieces of bacon that flavored the
Bacon.
bacon.
There's no bacon in crab soup. What are you kidding me?
You grew
Oh
up in the
my
wrong neighborhood.
God.
He is Bill Cole. He is Cole Roofing. He is still wrong. I am right or wrong. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570 Taos in Baltimore. And I've always wanted to say this to you. No soup for you. No soup for you. I'm getting it all. Baltimore Positive.